Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Register of Deeds Association launches online resource for recording fees. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association has published fee schedules and other information for recording documents in Kansas on its website. Real estate professionals in KS need accurate recording fee data to prepare closing costs and ensure timely document filings. Bookmark https://ksrods.com/ for current Kansas recording fees and document requirements. Kansas real estate headlines. Johnson County building permits now available for unincorporated areas. Johnson County issues building permits for properties located in unincorporated areas of the county. Real estate professionals in KS should verify permit requirements for listings and transactions in unincorporated Johnson County to avoid delays and compliance issues. Review permit requirements at the source URL before closing deals in unincorporated Johnson County. Kansas real estate headlines. Kansas Public Records Online Directory, free resource for KS real estate research. A centralized online directory provides access to Kansas public records for property and background research. Real estate professionals in KS can streamline due diligence on properties, ownership history, and liens without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/KS for quick access to Kansas public records during your next transaction. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of KS cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.